Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us on the line is Chief Executive Officer at Export Credit Insurance Corporation of South Africa, Kutuane Kutuane. A very, very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, and good morning to your listener.
Obviously, we try and raise the level of awareness all the time, because as people become more sophisticated, maybe the ways in which they want to scam us out of our money becomes more sophisticated as well. But there has been a trend round about tax season time where we do see a little bit of an increase in these types of scams. Can you take us through what generally some of the ones that do the rounds and how we can protect ourselves from it?
Yeah, I think that the way we view this is that, as you correctly put it, the hardening economic condition in the country and probably across the continent has led a lot of people to be really vulnerable, especially the poorest of the poor. And the proliferation of social media platforms have actually provided a channel for some of the criminal elements in our society to take advantage of these vulnerabilities and post or personate some known companies or known brands in order to lure people into their web of fraudulent or defrauding people of their hard and money.
Right, and it becomes more and more difficult to tell these things apart, because whether we think we're smart or not, we are all vulnerable to this, aren't we?
Absolutely. From the side, we have tried all that we can, and we are still putting up more and more capacity or capabilities to track down some of these individuals, be it individuals that I think sometimes it looks like they are syndicates, criminal syndicates. It is very difficult. We have involved the law enforcement agencies. We have involved the regulatory authorities, and we are also learning from similar companies in our space, the financial service space. And we are aware that, you know, there has been a spark in this type of activities using, such things as the letterhead, those of the known brands, and posting them on social media platforms, luring people into applying for personal loans. And most, what I've seen as a most disturbing thing is that, these are the poorest of the poor, people that really will be earning less than 50,000 a month in most cases that we have seen.
Yeah, and how they presented some of the scams?
Yes, from the ones you have seen, someone will post on say Facebook especially, and say that with the ECIC logo, and say that we have affordable loans, please apply. You will get give us your details, your banking details, and your numbers, and you'll get your money in a week time or 2 week time. And then come the time when you're expecting to get a loan, there is nothing in your account, and you've already paid up to probably around 1,000 in initiation fees or whatever they call it, and that money is all but disappeared.
So that is incredibly sad, as you're saying, that affects the most vulnerable in our society, desperate for some assistance and funding, and then they pay these setup fees, obviously, which never amount to anything.
And then we do continue to urge the members of the public to be extremely vigilant. This kind of thing, they can even come in the form of a phone call. You don't know. There are people selling selling to our phones. Look, we are a loan institution. Our name is ECIC. We would like to offer you a loan. Please enter in your down. Export Credit Insurance Corporation is not a lending institution, and therefore we cannot promise to give any good debt.
And in terms of the SARS ones, it's because I'm starting to see people talking about receiving so-called messages from SARS about refunds.
Yes, it is happening, really. Like I said, you know, we are very much aware of other institutions in our state beginning to, you know, also experience similar scams being performed in their name. The first one, one hopes it may control as early as possible, because it will affect a much larger members of our population, because everybody else at some stage in one form or another is associated with that.
Very scary indeed. And I think the answer to all of this is just vigilance. Don't, if it's too good to be true, then it probably isn't true. Unfortunately, that is where we need to leave it. Katwana Kutwana, who is the Chief Executive Officer at Export Credit Insurance Corporation of South Africa, chatting to us about the scams.